Here today's top stories. It's the Air and Water Show. It's here this weekend, so Chicagoans, get ready to have all your conversations interrupted by this. Is he gone? Good. Donald Trump accepted the resignation of campaign chief Paul Manafort today. This after a lot of things. But the latest was his ties to a lobbying effort by a pro-Russian Ukrainian government, which I guess is frowned upon when running a campaign for president. Who knew? I mean, it depends. Were the Russians in question more like Rocky IV Russians or more like Yakov Smirnov Russians? I mean, which caricature are we talking about here? It makes a difference. The Chicago police have been arresting gangbangers at select hidden locations, mostly surrounding drug transactions. So if you are a gangbanger and you're selling drugs, I'd be wary of the guy with the backwards Cubs hat saying, "Drugs? Anyone? Anyone got drugs? Hey, bud, can I get some drugs?" It's probably a cop. The Navy SEAL member who broke the code of silence to write the story of the capture of Osama bin Laden has been threatened jail, but now the feds are just demanding cash. And he's agreed to pay over $6 million in fines for telling the story of the fateful night. I guess he can because, I mean, he made more than that with books and movie sales. So lessons to all of you out there. If you got money, you can do anything. Apple and Google joined forces to crack down on robocalls. This, of course, automated robot-like calls from scammers and politicians. Or wait, is it politicians and scammers? It's one of those. When asked for comment, the robot was like, "This is total bull, so I can't make phone calls. Last I checked, this is a free country. Also, you owe money to the IRS." A new study. There it is. Sure. Pass. A new study says that the rich have pretty much recovered all of their assets from the great 2008 recession, but the middle class and poor haven't even started, and that the top 10% owns 3/4 of the world's wealth. I'm not really good at math, but let's try 10 divided by 3/4 and force the fraction 4 to 2, carry the 1. Oh, that's bogus. That answer is bogus, right? I think I got it. Do I get any extra credit for creativity showing my work? NASA astronauts successfully installed a space docking port at the International Space Station. I wonder if at any time the astronaut was like, "You know what? Who did this before? This is just messed up. You know what? I'm going to run to the Space Ace Hardware. Maybe I got something in my back of my shuttle. Let me check. It's going to take a while." Okay. Space mechanics. The greatest. The CDC warns that misusing your contact lenses could cause serious eye damage. So if you wear them past the recommended expiration date or sleep in them or, I don't know, keep them in your pocket, that could be bad news. Upon hearing this, everybody who wears contact lenses gulped loudly. Recommended expiration date. I thought that was just recommended. I mean, I thought that's corporate speak, you know, for you need to buy more and more. And the 1% eye doctors, man. No justice, no peace. Trying to take our eyes. Ow, my eyes hurt. Kanye West is creating pop-up stores around the country for his Life of Pablo fashion line, and there will be one in Northbrook. Chicagoans are miffed, but Kanye's not dumb. He's not selling Life of Pablo slippers at $200 to just anyone. He's selling Life of Pablo slippers at $200 to the North Shore. North Shore? Mom, I gotta have those slippers. That's the same slipper that Kris Jenner wears. Oh, I could get 2 for $400? In weather, rainy, thundery, hot. I think the weekend's gonna be nice, though. But again, you know what? I never check the weather. In sports, the Bears lost their second preseason game by a point, but the score doesn't matter. Cutler played okay. Offense played okay. I think the defense played okay. C pluses all around. You get a C plus. You get a C plus. The big problem, though, was that corner Kyle Fuller didn't play, and he'll be out for the remainder of the preseason. Antonio Cromartie was at Hallis Hall today. The cornerback has a gazillion kids and could be an insurance policy. Seriously, he has like 20 kids. It's pretty amazing. At least we wouldn't have a shortage of ball boys, right? The much-hyped U.S.-Spain basketball semifinal at the Olympics was a bit of a dud. Although Spain did keep it close, it never really was in doubt. The U.S. team moves to the gold medal game. The gold medal game sounds like an off-season charity event played by high school seniors. Hey, he was a standout at the gold medal game. Maybe he'll get drafted. The Cubs are in Colorado, as expected. Big country, John Lackey, hits the DL today. Also, Hector Rondon, as well. But you know what? This is really just about rest. A couple of pitchers have been called up in their place. Tonight, the Cubs throw the calculator. Kyle Hendricks, Cy Young. The Sox lost again last night in Cleveland, so the rally, what's talking about, starts now. Tonight. It starts tonight. They got the A's at the cell. James Shields on the mound for that one, so it's probably just going to be 8-0 by the second inning. It's just how James Shields operates. The Blackhawks were going hard after free agent Jimmy Vesey, but guess what? He's a New York Ranger. Ugh. The Hawks really wanted him. They sent Patrick Kane to woo him. So I guess the I know all the door guys at the Hubbard Street Club strategy didn't really work to get him here. Bro, I can get you in this club. We can go in this club. We can go in this club. It's going to be sweet. That didn't work? All right. And finally tonight, Midway Airport heard you loud and clear. You want improvements and renovations to your favorite airport? Check. Which is why they put in a new bathroom for your pets. No word on whether or not your pets touched anything in there. Poor dog. So hard to figure out those automatic faucets. Their little paws. Don't get them started on the toilet covers. Well, that's the carry out. Have a great weekend.